Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today our guest is involved in the field of broadcasting, which I'm certainly interested in talking to this young man. He is now the play-by-play commentator for our professional basketball team in Frederick, the Flying Cows, and I'd like to welcome Mr. Zach Parn. Zach, thank you for taking some time, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve, my absolute pleasure. Excited to talk about the Biz and the Flying Cows, which are off to an electric start already, undefeated through four games at Hood College. I mean, the atmosphere there has been great, so I'm glad that you mentioned them as well.
Oh, indeed. This is a big deal for sure, and we've had the pleasure of talking with the owners and the coach and the player and the GM. So we wanted to cover all our bases, so you know, we wanted to catch up with you. Tell us a little about Zach Parnes, as how things, your career, and how you got to this point where you are.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it takes a village, right? And that's not just the people. That's also the experiences that are around me as well. This has always been like kind of a lifelong pursuit for me. I actually was a Sports Illustrated kid reporter when I was 12, 13, 14 years old. Which sort of started my love for sports casting and the sports journalism world as well. Kind of carried that into starting my own podcast to cover the NBA's Phoenix Suns for a bunch of years, which was, you know, a little bit of a funny thing. Kid from Frederick, Maryland, doing a show about the Suns, but they're my favorite team. Have some family that got me involved in them, so that was sort of the foothold, and then that led to me heading to Syracuse University, which we love to call the Harvard of upstate New York.
There you go.
great experience from a broadcasting angle too, but you know, got to learn from the same establishments that educated great broadcasters like Marty Glickman, Marv Albert, Bob Costas, Mike Tirico, etc. So getting to just soak in a bunch of knowledge from a bunch of great people up there, and parlayed that into my first job being a sports anchor, doing that for WBOC on the Eastern Shore of Maryland and Delaware and Virginia as well, but was there 4 years and then came out of that. And now I'm sort of pivoting into this new era of sports media where it's a lot about digital content creation for social media platforms and for the web as well.
Okay.
So doing a little bit of that. And that's also kind of how I found my way to the Flying Cows job, because I was sort of in between my TV and this digital job, and GM Chris Jenkins approached me about maybe a potential opportunity with the Cows, and I absolutely said yes, just because, you know, it's awesome to be able to say, hey, you called professional basketball, but also another thing to be able to do it in the town that you grew up in. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell, I suppose.
Well, you say you grew up in the area, I believe you went to Oakdale High School, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I was part of the first full graduating class there in 2014. I graduated, yeah.
Yeah, Coach, at the time, Terry Connolly, and I know Terry very well, he's with you guys now too, said you used to announce the games.
Yeah, I did. but I wasn't doing play-by-play. I was doing a PA announcement,
right.
which was obviously a different endeavor, but one that I also really enjoyed too. And that was even more special because, you know, it was for the direct classmates that I had, and just being able to sort of carry on momentum that the student section behind me was pouring on was really great.
So looking back, Zach, what would be that light bulb moment? And you mentioned, you kind of talked a little bit here a few seconds ago about when you started doing things, but what was that light bulb moment for you where you thought, wow, this is something I really want to dig my teeth into and go with it?
Yeah, I think the kid reporter experience was definitely part of it. A little bit of it was also, my freelance podcasting gig too. But I think really what sunk the teeth in for sure was I had an awesome opportunity in college to intern for Time Warner Cable Sports, which is now Spectrum Sports in Los Angeles, for the Dodgers and for the LA Galaxy.
Okay.
And also for the LA Lakers. So they did coverage of all three of them. And, just being able to be in like a high level environment like that and, be in the office at the same time with, guys like, Nomar Garciaparra specifically, Orel Hershiser as well. Ned Colletti, the former GM of the Dodgers, to be around them and, have those experiences. And then they even let me do like a little bit of sideline reporting for the Galaxy. So, You know, had the chance to interview Steven Gerrard, you know, guys like that, that just, you know, you're with absolute legends of athletes who, you know, have been able to kind of parlay their careers into the broadcasting sense. And you're around just high level professionals in terms of great producers, great directors, great camera people, et cetera. You know, those things were sort of the sum of its parts in terms of being like, yeah, I definitely want to be able to, you know, maximize this opportunity and try to turn it on to the next thing. And then, kind of another dark horse moment for me was interning at WDVM, which is now DC News Now, but up in Hagerstown, and having the opportunity to work with a bunch of local journalists. That was extraordinarily special because you got to see sort of the impact of local sports made on a, you know, a program and also on a community. So I think all those things put together were sort of the things that you know, led to where I am now, or really getting things going. I wouldn't say it was one specific light bulb moment. It's sort of been, you know, a conglomerate of things over time.
Looking at the broadcasting and the play-by-play, what is the favorite thing about that, and how you got to do it, and what do you really enjoy about doing it?
Yeah, I think what I really enjoy about doing it is being able to, you know, storytell on the air, but also at the same time, call the action in real time and, you know, give those kind of quintessential reactions. We had a great one for the Cal's opening buzzer beater. Tim Abercrombie and I, who is no stranger to the program here, from what I understand.
Yes.
but yeah, having an awesome experience to call a game winner in a franchise debut moment. I mean, that's like sort of a Hollywood-esque script. And that's how kind of I defined it on air. But yeah, you know, those are kind of the moments for me that I really enjoy. I also love meeting people along the way that sort of like kind of almost like connect your tree of networking, so to speak, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, you've got people that know people. And that's always really cool to see. Like, a great example was we did a high school basketball tournament on the Eastern Shore when I was working out there. We got to work with Camden High School, which is an awesome program, but they were really legendary at that time because they had DJ Wagner, son of DeJuan Wagner Sr., who was poised to be an NBA prospect and most likely will be a first-round pick, if not in this year, maybe next year's NBA draft, and also Aaron Bradshaw, their electric 7-foot center. But their head coach at the time was Rick Brunson, who's now on the New York Knicks bench. So, you know, the kind of degrees of separation between, you know, those guys who are at the high school level and also, you know, people who are coaching at the highest level in the NBA is so small. And to be able to kind of be a part of that is really cool in your own way. So I think those are the things that I really like. Otherwise, you know, the things that, you know, make great play-by-play broadcasters. I love interviews that we have with coaches or players before games, you know, especially in leading into the Cal season, being able to talk to the roster in general and, mm-hmm. you know, learn little things about these young men, whether it's, you know, a guy like, you know, Kevin Foster, who originally was a college football player, but then decided he wanted to pivot back to basketball and is now playing pro basketball. Or maybe it's a guy like Tavares Sledge, who has been a journeyman of pro basketball, both in the United States and Mexico, and kind of seeing his ability as an entertainer to work with fans, and specifically the way that he values working with kids too. You know, those are just the kind of things that you get to see, that it's so much more than just, you know, the dribbling and the shooting that gets done on the floor. It's a whole production, not only just from what we do on a, you know, stream side, but also from, hey, these guys have so many levels of their story. So I think that's really what I enjoy about play-by-play broadcasting. Also just, you know, enjoy just the presence and being there and being in the moment.
Do you do other play-by-play, Zach, or is basketball your favorite? How you stand there?
Yeah, good question. I do other play-by-play. I've pretty much called for anything and everything. okay. I've done everything from as simple as like racing to, you know, volleyball, field hockey at the high school level, lacrosse, basketball and football also at the high school level, to anything pro-wise, hockey, basketball here with the Flying Cows. But also, I would say probably my favorite thing to do is called mixed martial arts. I wrestled in high school.
Okay.
Wasn't very good, but, you know, provided a good base of experience for me. But also trained mixed martial arts on the Eastern Shore with a fantastic gym over there called SBY MMA. And you know, I've been a fan of the UFC for a very long time. even though sometimes it's, you know, the kind of thing where your friends are like, hey, we want to go to the bar on Saturday night. And you're like, nah, there's a fight on. I'm watching that, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, that's been my favorite experience, has been working for Stellar Fights and for, you know, some other regional promotions too, getting the chance to call play-by-play for them. That's always amazing just because there's so much at stake for every single fighter when they get in the cage. And to be able to, you know, kind of be like the anchor of those moments in their life is extraordinarily special, especially when they go back and watch tape. You know, they're watching the stream or the broadcast, whatever we were, you know, putting stuff out on. And, yeah, I would say fighting is probably my favorite. Basketball and hockey are close second place. So,
well, you sound very similar in the background, Zach, to someone else who does play-by-play, Johnny Holiday. I had the pleasure of interviewing him, and it was very the same thing for him as it has been for you, with a variety of different sports and things that he would do, but he felt the same way.
Yeah, I think that, like, also, you know, those kinds of things in terms of accruing a variety, like, it's just so extremely important just because it broadens your knowledge and understanding of things. And also it just kind of like gets you involved with different communities. And I think mm-hmm. that as a play-by-play broadcaster, being in with those communities, whether it's, you know, one sport or the other, or, you know, one network or the other, it only suits you in terms of expanding, you know, your professional ability, but also just your ability to have fun too.
Yes.
I mean, right. Like
yes.
Variety is the spice of life, and being a part of that is, you know, extremely special, especially when you get to be able to do it like Frederick, with the Flying Cows in a place that you grew up in, or, you know, if it's, you know, having the ability to travel to cool places and do that kind of stuff. You know, there's value all around. So, you know, I think, I hope at least that Johnny would concur with that, just from the
yes.
perspective of, you know, kind of being able to slide into a bunch of different positions and all of them being of benefit.
Without question. Are there any areas outside of sports, Zach, that you are doing or interested in doing?
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like I've been doing this for a while. Just being realistic and maybe not at a full-time professional, in my, you know, 20s and 30s kind of thing. But, you know, I've effectively been logging experience since I was 13. So because of that, you know, and I was super involved in college in terms of radio and TV and, you know, doing my own podcast too at the same time. So I felt like I never really have taken the foot off the gas. So for me, I think that, you know, not that I'm getting up there now, it's 28 years of age, but, you know, it feels like it in some ways, but I'm always kind of looking to see what I can do that interests me and that also involve being creative and, you know, in this new age of media, as I was talking about earlier, kind of,
right.
You know, continuing to make content or what is known as content now, and just producing high level videos. So something right now that I'm doing with my current company, that I'm very excited about is blending sports and food culture.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that for me has been really exciting because I love to cook. I love to eat. You know, food has always been sort of an art form for me. And now I kind of have the opportunity of combining those art forms of food, my production background, and also some sports and scripting and stuff like that. So, you know, that's some stuff right now that we're working on that I'm really excited to do and that I actually look forward to shooting and you know, working with on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, we're still kind of in our infancy there. I would say also within the sports realm, look, it's taken the whole industry by storm, love it or hate it. Sports gambling has
yes.
been a big thing. So, you know, that's a field that my company is right now that I'm working for called Eat, Watch, Bet. Encourage everybody out there, follow them on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You know, that they are, you know, sort of trying to open up sort of this way of doing a little bit of content in the betting sphere and a little bit in the food sphere as well. So, you know, I think that's staying with that kind of variety, you know, landscape that has been the, you know, foundation of what I've been building the last couple of years. And even though sometimes you feel like you're going a million different ways, you know, super quickly instead of focusing into one kind of niche, I like the ability to kind of spread out in that regard. It's exciting for me.
I understand completely. So you have got yourself into different other aspects of the broadcasting, editing, the production, et cetera?
Yeah, I think it's I think for anybody who's young and listening out there, you know, it's sort of imperative to internalize that, that if, you know, you want to be doing work like this, it's important to be a jack of all trades, simply mm-hmm. because then you understand everything that goes into making the sausage, right? And,
right.
And in that, I think that, you know, you only become better as a journalist when you understand, okay, this is how much time, you know, my producer has to work with here. Or, you know, hey, I know from an editing perspective, we really want to do this, but it's going to be hard to make happen because of X, Y, and Z. Why don't we try this instead, kind of thing. So, you know, it optimizes your workflow. And I, for me, that's been the biggest thing, especially as somebody who, you know, kind of has the tendency to be distracted by the variety that, that is in my life. You know, I like the foundation of being able to know, hey, we can come back to our core competencies here, things that we're super great at and love to be great at. And even though they may not be the most glamorous thing, or they may not be as exciting as being on air and, you know, talking about March Madness or talking about the NBA finals or, you know, getting ready to discuss NBA or NFL playoffs. You know, those things are all sort of a part of the greater production thing. So yeah, I think it's important for anybody who's young to sort of understand that if they want to work in media, editing and, you know, production standpoint is going to be something that's absolutely massive. And also writing too. Yeah. I feel like it's a lost art, you know, and I feel like those who write and continue to write only get better at it. So I try to every single day, even if it's from a perspective of just building, you know, social media captions and whatever, you know, if I'm at least doing that every single day, then I'm sort of sharpening the saw and making sure that I'm a better writer year in and year out.
Looking down the road, Zach, if you could, what would be your ultimate position job that you would love to be able to do in this field?
Oh man, that's the $1 billion question, I gotta say. You know, I think a host of a program that I'm passionate about would be probably the goal.
Okay.
And that's, you know, multifaceted. I feel
right.
like it could be in a lot of different avenues. You know, for me, that could be in fighting. It could be, you know, even on the food side of things, mm-hmm. I would love to do that. You know, more of a morning show type stuff, I think would be entertaining as well. So, you know, I think it's beautiful that kind of in this day and age, there's so much opportunity. Sometimes I feel a little bit of that decision fatigue, though, in terms of like, hey, I know I want to do this, but not this. But there's so many things that I do want to do that I kind of am keeping it open-ended. But I think right now for me, you know, the next prospective goal would be hosting some sort of program in either a specialized sport or in the sports gambling landscape or in more of a variety kind of like almost like, you know, pop culture talk show type thing as well. So, you know, I never like to close off opportunities. You know,
right.
people have always told me my whole life, you know, great broadcasters have been like, you know, never say no to a kind of thing. And even though I unfortunately have had to say no to some things, I try to say yes to as many things as possible. And I think that that's only suited me and the position that I'm in.
Indeed. You're pretty active in the social media field. Zach, how can people follow you?
Oh, appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's always good to stay on the ball there. On Instagram, I'm at Z Parnes. On Twitter, it's at Z Parnes TV. Those are the two main ones, and TikTok, Z Parnes as well. But I would say primarily these days I'm creating for TikTok and Instagram. I just feel like video has such a hold on the audience right now. Which makes sense, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not only an audio medium, it is also a visual one as well. So we're engaging a bunch of different senses. And that's also why I think the food content is so powerful, because it kind of indirectly involves your taste senses along the way too. So, but yeah, that's the best way for people to follow me. It's always a good variety of stuff that we're putting out there. I'd love to branch into the YouTube space one day too, but for now, you know, kind of one thing at a time or multiple things at a time as it's been. So
indeed, as you well know, Zach, time flies, especially when you're having a good time. And I certainly have enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad that Tim hooked us up. And speaking of Tim quickly, you know, that's one thing we have in common is that, unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, we have to deal with him. He's a great guy, certainly. And basketball wise, loves the game. And he works, I do the play by play and he'll do the color commentary for me, for us and here for Frederick County High School. And then he does Hood College as well. So, all kidding aside, though, he's a great guy to work with, and certainly wish he could have been here today, but he isn't. But Zach, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. The best of luck and whatever you're going to be doing down the road, but we're glad you're here as the play-by-play guy here for our Flying Cows, and continued success.
My astute pleasure, Steve, seriously. Yeah, unfortunate that Tim couldn't join us today, but you know what? I bet he's out with the team getting buckets up right now. So that's totally okay. You know, somebody's got to keep those guys sharp out there. It might as well be our color commentator. But, yeah, Tim's a blast to work with. I appreciate you guys. And, yeah, to anybody out there in listener land who, you know, is thinking about doing this, definitely chase the dream, because there's a lot of opportunity, more than there's ever been before. So, yeah, appreciate it, Steve.
You're welcome, Zach. Again, good luck. You've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next week.